Sunday is Father's Day, and we bet that a lot of kids are still trying to find that perfect Father's Day gift for their dads. We know the moms are helping. Well, here at Tell Me More, we are also looking for the perfect gift for the fathers out there, and this year we think we found it, a collection of essays from dads to dads. It's our Father to Father series, and here to kick off the first essay, 74-year-old John Siegfried of Highland Heights, Ohio. He is the father of three sons, stepfather of three daughters, and grandfather of more than a dozen grandchildren.
Ask me about parenting, and I can tell you that in my lifetime, I've seen lots of changes. Did I ask my father for advice? No. I followed the family expectation. Because my father didn't offer any advice, I was afraid to ask for any. Kind of like guys not asking for road directions. In hindsight, this was certainly a mistake we both made. My family was never very close. My siblings and I had a pretty standoffish relationship with my dad. And when I got married, I saw the beauty and benefit of close family ties. I have to admit, I was a bit jealous of just how close my wife's family was, and I finally got fed up with the unnecessary estranged relationships in mine. So in my father's final years, I decided to close the distance between us. And then there was a turning moment. There was a time when I was saying goodbye to my dad. I gave him a hug and told him that I loved him, despite never having heard those words from him. No words were spoken back, but I felt him shudder in my arms. On my next visit, my father apologized for the way he treated me all those years. Although I had three siblings, I believe none of them ever shared this kind of closeness with our dad, all because I made a conscious effort to parent my father before he died at age 93. Today, I see my wife, Susan, give lots of advice to my stepdaughters. Sometimes too much, in my opinion. But when I tell her that, she laughs, saying, "I'm only passing along what my mother did for me." The caring is palpable. So, to bite the bullet and give advice for the first time to my sons, I would say, be tolerant. The greater the differences you find in people, the more difficult this will be. But the more important being tolerant will be for you. Second, don't be afraid to let your sensitivity show publicly. Some guys may rag on you, but society is changing and somebody must have the guts to lead the way. And life is short. Spend time with your kids and grandkids. Distribute your time carefully among work, adult distractions, and time with your kids. Kids have short memories and you have to catch their attention to exert any influence on their lives before their peers take over. Future generations will thank you because kids model their parents. I wasn't brave enough to get this advice from my own father when I needed it, but I am brave enough to pass my experiences along to others. This is my gift to all dads on this Father's Day.
That was dad, stepdad, and granddad John Siegfried of Highland Heights, Ohio, sharing his words of wisdom to fathers everywhere.